This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for February 4th. I'm Paul Plack. GPS users face a new threat from high-power 4G network transmitters approved by the FCC. Boeing executives said Monday they see no reason to cut the price of their ubiquitous 737, even as Airbus gets ready to roll out the A320neo. Technam has made another U.S. delivery of its P2006T light twin engine trainer to a flight training operation in Florida. Analyst Brian Foley says he sees small cabin biz jets poised to experience a nice growth spurt, albeit from an extremely depressed base. Pratt & Whitney says it has secured 50 firm orders and up to 50 options for pure power geared turbofan engines on new Mitsubishi regional jet aircraft ordered by TransStates Holdings. Aviation Specialties Unlimited, which maintains its U.S. headquarters in Boise, Idaho, reports receipt of an STC from the FAA for modifications to the cockpit of the twin Otter DH-6 to make it night vision compatible. Mid-Continent Instruments is now in the weather radar business, including calibration, overhaul, repair, and exchange. NASA reports its Kepler mission has discovered its first Earth-sized planet candidates. Six airplanes and a helicopter were inside a Swift aviation hangar at Norwood Airport in Massachusetts when the roof gave way Wednesday morning under the weight of several inches of snow. And a lawsuit brought by a California olive grower in the Palm Springs area has grown to target a real estate company among defendants, but the bizarre case has prompted an area attorney to represent defendants pro bono. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, Dave Labor of Technam North America tells us more about the P2006T light twin that has started deliveries now in the U.S. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.